we come to a special time in the service as we lift up our joys, our concerns, and our prayers this morning. And we'd like to ask our joys, concerns, and praises that you might share this morning. Linda.
I'm going to lift Mark up for
yes.
health reasons.
Yep.
And I have a good friend, Ken Hawkinson, who's having a heart attack tomorrow. And I'm going to lift him up.
Thank you.
And lift Judy up with all of her family members that are ailing.
Thank you.
And my nephew, who lost his mother last year, is coming to my house today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did you tell me that he got her house sold finally?
I think it's supposed to close the end of the month.
Good. That'll give him some closure, too.
Yeah.
Ryan's a neat fellow. Keep him in prayer. Sandra. No, you're not Sandra. You're Joanne, right? They used to give me a mat. No, I...
Just last Sunday, I had a prayer request from my Aunt Janice. She passed away Sunday evening. So I like prayers and comfort for the family. They're really struggling with losing her. And I feel blessed that they're going to have a memorial service when we're going to be there.
Oh, good. You'll be up there when... Yeah, good.
It'll be on Friday, so I'll just...
Yeah. We're
very blessed about that.
They
could have already had it.
Yeah.
We
would have
rushed out there and come back and go back out again, so I'm thankful for that.
And we've been keeping Mark in prayer as he goes through getting used to different medications and things. How are you getting along, Mark?
Headaches every day. Hoping the headaches will subside.
Yeah. And just know that you're covered with prayer. So. You are Sandra. Yeah.
I am. one of the members that Stan's group, I can't remember his first name, his last name, Carol, he passed, they found him at his house. I think he lives in Monticello. But someone went to check on him. Last name Carol. And Stan told me right as I was getting ready to walk out the door, he said, "Oh, I found the obituary." And I said, "When I get home, you can tell me all about it."
There you go. Hear our prayers.
Well, Marshall Carroll. You're talking about Marshall Carroll.
Marshall Carroll. That's it. Yes.
See, the mayor knows.
He has a lot of people. It's his cop thing. They know everything.
Yeah.
They can't go anywhere without knowing people. Yeah, Marshall Carroll passed. And it's in, I don't know whether he said Beavis or not.
Beavis, you know, home.
Beavis. So you've already seen. But he was a really nice guy. He lost his wife, Virginia, a few years back, and so he's been living by himself with someone. And he would come to meetings every now and then, but not as regular as he used to.
Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Anybody else this morning? Jamie.
Just traveling mercies for everybody who's traveling.
Amen.
And Friday, Craig went over to a good friend of ours who had taken pictures of David and all of his graduation garb last Sunday, and said that the gentleman who had pictures on a USB key for us could not remember that he had actually taken pictures of David. He eventually did, but that was kind of shocking to hear. So I'm hoping that there's just a lot on his mind that he didn't remember that. We had a EGA meeting, 20th anniversary of the local chapter, but one of the founding members just got back from a four-month worldwide cruise and said that their stitching group that they met during C-Days actually got together for 6 weeks, knitted or crocheted baby caps and afghans that when they got to Cape Town, South Africa, they donated them. And so she didn't get to work on a quilt, but she worked on this and organized the effort. And they donated 140 baby caps and 40 afghans.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So,
wow.
Very
cool.
It's just amazing who you meet on your travels and the good thing you can do.
Yeah, cool. Good. Anybody else this morning?
My whole family.
Yeah, Judy's whole family. Both of her brothers are under hospice care, and her sister-in-law's under hospice care. Thank God for hospice. It's a great organization. And thank God for all of you prayer warriors, especially Linda. She is amazing, and we thank God for her. Sandra does a good job, too. And so we have some prayer warriors in this church, as we've had, and we still have, and we're grateful for them.